TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. TCL, America's fastest growing TV brand.
Oh, it's fun.
Crazy.
It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
Hey, Patrick Royce, what's on your mind with all of these sports going on?
Well, 7 days ago here in the sports capital of America, I believe our Wild had a 1-0 lead, did they not? Last Monday.
As we did the show last.
They have a 1-0 lead and they looked dominant.
Yep.
And the Fighting Twins were heading off to Pittsburgh.
No, they were opening up a 2-game series against Pittsburgh at Target Field, and then they were going to Pittsburgh.
And they were a robust 6-1, I believe, and then ended up 7-1, maybe. Were they 7-1?
No, they had lost a couple. They had lost one in Chicago and one against Cleveland. They're very good, though.
Anyway, we were worried about their rotation for the ALCS,
yes.
Right? Were they going to be able to hold up against the Yankees in the ALCS? That was our number one concern, right?
Yes.
And then the Loons were just steamrolling everybody.
The bubble didn't know what hit them.
No, they didn't. The Loons were, you know, we were reading his stories about this fancy new San Jose defense that they'd set up, and they were rolling over everybody, and we beat them like 14-2 or something like that. It was a slaughter.
Yep.
And nobody was giving us any respect, and we still were kicking their ass, right?
Yes.
And then we had the, who are we missing?
The Lynx were going great
the
guns.
The Lynx, who needed Simone Augustus? We didn't need Simone Augustus. And the Gophers, days ahead of, before P.J. Fleck would tell us, as far as he knows, there's no coronavirus cases. I haven't really checked, but according to my, you know, as far as I know, and we were going to the Rose Bowl, right?
Yep. I think you've got them all now.
I think things have changed in a week. Sports world changes. You know what? The thing about sports is you never know. Way back in the 1986 85 World Series.
Yep.
That was Kansas City, right?
Yes. Cardinals,
and,
yes.
And the Cardinals won the World Series, except Don Denkinger called the guy who was out by 3 steps safe.
Yep.
The Royals rallied to win. And the next day, Joaquin Andujar started, and they got in a big screaming match with, he got thrown out, and Whitey got thrown out in the first inning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when Whitey told Denkinger, yeah, what difference does it make? He already bleeped us, you know, in the first inning. He got thrown out, and Joaquin's great quote after that game was, you never know. But he ran it all together. You never know. That's sports.
Yes.
I've always quoted, you never know. A week ago, hey, it was all turned around here in Minnesota. The Wild were, you know, could this be the year they made it to the Cup again, you know?
Yeah. In that first game,
in the bubble. In the bubble. And Twins were, you know, there was no concerns, really, even though by then Josh was already hurt, though, right? Wasn't Josh already hurt by then?
He got hurt against Cleveland.
He already snapped.
Yep.
When did you write? See, one nice thing about Judd is, with all his hysteria, he's occasionally right.
Yeah.
And he wrote about Donaldson's calf history of calf injuries immediately when our boys were trying to underplay it, as they always do. He's not going to play.
Who tipped you off for that calf injury, too, there, Judd Zolgad?
You did.
Yeah.
7 times in what?
In 2 years.
3 years?
Yeah.
2
yeah.
years, yeah.
He's not going to play this year. You know that, don't you?
Oh, there's a very good chance. Yeah.
Never.
He's not playing for a month.
No.
He's not going to play for a month.
He's going
to be a month at least.
He's going to have experimental calf implant surgery, which...
Where do you go for that, Pat?
I don't know, but...
Who's the experimental calf guy?
Occasionally, you get... they replace muscles and...
experimental calf surgery.
And, you know, they're going to have that.
Sometimes hysteria pays off, Patrick.
Yes, it does. And I mentioned this earlier today to Reavers, but I got to repeat it. Last year, the boys signed Nelson Cruz, and it couldn't have worked out better. He's still their best, most effective player.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're discovering there's a reason that 40-year-old guys don't get contracts, right,
mm-hmm.
anymore?
Yeah.
Homer Bailey, one start. Rich Hill, one start.
Yep.
And Josh Donaldson, five games, six games? How many he played?
A week, basically.
A week.
Friday to Friday.
So
he went out on Friday.
You know, now Maeda looks like, you know, that a 60-game season might be perfect for him. Although we got to give him an extra day. Do you see that? We're giving him an extra day. You know, with the long grind of a 60-game season.
Rocco did not like my call for urgency in the 60-game season, did he? Rocco's like, screw you. I'm going to do exactly what I do in a 162. He is handling right now like it's April.
It's a scheduled day off for Nelson Cruz. They're only playing 60.
Mm-hmm.
Nelson's fine. But there are other issues here. Eddie Rosario stinks. Sano is helpless. You know, he's now at over 50%. I believe he's got 23 strikeouts and 45 at-bats.
You are correct.
I think that's what
that
it is.
You are right.
I tweeted it out when he reached the magic 50% mark with his first strikeout yesterday, but then he called strike three. I didn't see the pitch, but I was on I listened on the radio.
Yeah, he shouldn't have taken that pitch.
And apparently Eddie made one of the classic stupid plays of all time, trying to throw a guy out at third.
Rocco took a jab.
Even
he
mentioned
never
that.
Does it. He mentioned it in the post game. He said exactly that.
Because it was a double. Then
the first inning play.
Hunter Dozier follows with a double play ball.
Rocco said we threw it to third instead of set. Rocco never does that.
No. Well, Eddie and Barrios have the same problem. They haven't gotten paid yet, and they're both minds. Their minds are Eddie's mind.
Is that what Barrios is, you think?
I don't know. I think he's been nervous about not getting paid since middle of last season.
Okay.
Either that, else it's just August.
That's what Phil said.
He can't pitch in August, whether you haven't played any games yet or whether you've already made 20 starts, right? He can't pitch in August.
His contract, his next deal should say no starts in the month of August.
No starts in August.
Special clause.
He wasn't, you know, I don't know, go after somebody. He's a Gibby with much better stuff, but he won't go after anybody.
I wish I could say you're crazy, but you're not. Yeah, I know.
After him.
He's mentally fragile.
Yes, he is. He is.
Which I didn't think he would be.
How's Gibby pitched? I haven't noticed.
The ERA, I looked at it. It's not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him pitch in an exhibition game that they played, and he got just absolutely tattooed. But he's pitched okay. But you know who
Lance
their ace?
Lynn.
Their ace? What the hell?
Their ace? He's the ace of the American League, Lance Lynn.
Lance Lynn is bigger than you and me combined.
Yeah.
I mean, he's gotten fatter than fat.
ERA of 0.45, I believe.
Yeah.
And his hits for innings is about... You know, the batting average against is about 150.
It's unbelievable.
It is.
But he's huge. Have you seen him? He's he's enormous.
He just said the hell with it.
He basically looks like he ate us.
Really?
Yes.
And nobody
let himself go.
We wanted to get him in shape, right?
Yes. And that might have been his problem. He's just screw this.
Plus, for a 60-game season, he can probably huff and puff his way to the finish line, right?
He looks like he should be pitching for the White Sox in 1975, smoking heaters and wearing those old red pinstripes.
When was the fat team? 80.
Luzinski, that team?
83, yeah.
82-ish that won the...
82, 83.
That won the West?
I wrote a call.
Oh, yeah.
I wrote a call. That's what Luzinski wanted. Came over to the dugout and said, where's that Roos? But I was upstairs in the press box, fortunately, before the game. But I wrote a column about, you know, the fats. We had the Black Sox scandal, and now we're going to have the Fat Sox. Now we could have the Fat Sox scandal. They'd throw the World Series for a package of Cheetos or something. Oh. And because they had Dewey, they had all those guys, right?
Yes.
They had about eight of them that just were bursting out of the unis. And they, you know, that was after I got out of treatment, I lost a little weight. So I could be pompous about
so
it.
So you could make fun
of I could make fun of other fat guys. And that didn't last too long. But anyway. Yeah, it was a great column, the Fat Sox scandal. But, you know, the bad part about that was they still read newspapers then.
Yes.
You know, early 80s.
They now you don't have to worry about that ever.
Hell, they don't
you could
care.
You could libel the Chicago White Sox up and down in the Minneapolis
as
paper.
It's not on ESPN or we used to be Deadspin. Now nobody cares about that. But, you know, some of the other outfits, as long as the national guy doesn't take a shot.
So Luzinski was looking for you?
Yeah, he came over. And I can't remember who was down there. One of the Chicago writers was down there, and then in the dugout, and then a couple of the Twins writers. I was writing an early column, and they came over. Hey, where's that Roos Luzinski?
I don't remember that story. The Fat Sox.
Yeah.
That's damn
perfect.
Good.
Oh yeah.
But Lance Lynn, perfect on that team.
Oh yeah, yeah. Dewey Hoyt, all those guys. Wilbur was gone by then.
He was
gone by then. But
Lamar Hoyt was definitely there. Luzinski was there.
Lamar Hoyt won this. Didn't he win the Cy Young? I think he did.
And started the All-Star game here in 85.
Yeah. Well, 83 was the year they won it, right? And went to the, got beaten in the ALCS by Baltimore, which then won World
that
Series.
That sounds right, yeah.
Yeah. And the next year, they were going to win 100 games. And they came in here and early in the season, and Timmy Tuffel hit a ball kind of in front of the Harold was playing right field, still playing right field.
Yep.
Hit a ball in front of Harold. Harold let it hop over his head inside the park home run that the Twins pulled some game out of their rear end. It was just a play it for a single, and I think this scored like a 3-run inside the park home run. They out of nowhere, the lousy Twins beat them, and they went in the tank. And it's hard to isolate one baseball game, but they went in the tank. That was a sensitive bunch, though. LaRusso, I kept making fun of him about what a pompous ass he was, and he got a hold of me one day, and I met him up in the stands before the game to have him
really
tell me what a fine man he was. And I was making fun of, you know what, I'd cover... covering the playoffs, and he always had these T-shirts for his daughter's dance clubs and all these righteous kind of what a hip man he was, and I made fun of his T-shirts or something that he wore to the press conferences or something.
And he read it and got offended?
Yeah, he got. Well, then I think he'd seen that I'd taken some other shots at his at him.
You're right. General. That never happens now.
No,
you would never have to concern yourself
with
Rocco saying, Pat, can I talk to you?
No, hell no. They don't care. They don't care. You know, you're apt to get more trouble for something you say on Twitter than in the newspaper.
Yeah, you're right.
Anyway.
College football.
Yeah.
What do you think?
They must be getting information that this is going to get worse. Don't you think? They must be getting information that
I'd be curious
is,
what, yeah.
They
I,
must
I don't
be
know.
Getting information that indeed, even though they told us all along that it was going to lessen in the summer,
yes,
and then we were going to have the fall surge when the flu came.
It was Trump, he told us that it was going to lessen.
No, that was kind of the medical. Trump was number one,
right.
but that was, everybody was going back to 1918 or 19, the Spanish flu, which died out in the summer and then came roaring back in the fall, right? And then it got worse. When it came back, it was worse.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the reason I think they originally were telling us this is the fall is also the flu season. So you're going to get COVID meets flu, you know, regular flu. And now this summer surge makes you wonder if they know anything about this. But they must... Somebody must be telling them it's, you know, it's ridiculous to think you're going to play football in the
I think the problem,
the
too, is I don't think that they can cancel all fall sports but football. I think that's part of the dilemma as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think that you
Why
can tell
that?
The rest of the teams to go home, because I think you'd be sued, wouldn't you? You can't,
well, yeah, or but
like
but,
you can't
but
say
but
we're going to play football
thing,
and the rest
but
of you go
they're
home.
They're going to cancel all fall sports, too, right?
That's yes, exactly.
And so they're not going to let you play, you know. They're not going to let you play volleyball or anything because
right.
it's, you know, this.
And hockey's probably done too, by the way, because that starts in the fall.
Yeah, but maybe, you know, I think basketball and what they're going to say is fall semester, right?
I think so.
At
I'm not
most
sure.
Most of these schools?
Yeah, that sounds right.
But
that'd be my guess.
Yeah. I mean, they got to be getting information that we're not getting, right? About how bad it's going to get.
Yeah. And they probably don't want to chance it, have a couple players get sick or die or something, because then they get sued for sure. And yeah, the liability of that would be.
I don't think it's.
The liability would be large.
Yeah. But I don't think that's it. I think they just.
Do you get the feeling, though, that they didn't really have a plan? Like, this doesn't seem like it's being orchestrated. It seems like chaos.
And why does anybody think that we're going to be able to play 25 sports in the spring? Why does everybody think that we're going to have it all figured out by the spring? I suppose they're just trying to move the goal line. So do we have any idea when the spring football season is?
Zero.
Are we going to have the traditional Rose Bowl played on July 4th?
I have no idea.
By the way.
And who's going to play?
If you're draft eligible and think if you're the big offensive lineman the Vikings had from IMG, what's his name? The big tackle.
Cleveland?
No.
From when?
The Vikings. I mean, the
Gophers?
The Gophers. Daniel, whatever.
Oh, Falele?
Yeah, is he going to play? Why would he play when he's got a chance to get drafted? Those guys. Yeah, if you got a chance to get drafted, and even if they
Trevor Lawrence ain't playing?
No. He's mad. He wanted to play.
No, I know,
year.
But he's not going to play in the spring.
No, they aren't going to play in the spring. None of them are going to play. Even if you move the draft and you said there's supposedly they'd have to get, I would have guessed the Players Association would be fine with moving it. But even if you move the draft back to July 1, the guys you're going to be playing are the guys trying to establish a career. And anything you win is going to be, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be phonier than winning the World Series in a 60-game season, right?
Mm-hmm. But so. I'm not surprised, but the lack of a coherent plan until now, when it seems like they're panicked, it would have been nice if they had been talking about this in April and May and saying, what are we going to do?
One of their big problems is, beyond sports, they want to collect tuitions. Hmm? They want people to be on campus. And, you know, the dorms, as far as I know, I got a niece who's working at, you know, DA or whatever they call them at the dorm.
RA.
Resident assistant.
Yep. And Killjoys.
I think St. Thomas is open. Still thinking they're going to open the dorms on August 18th.
Good luck controlling the spread of that thing with college kids.
No. Well, God. Yeah. What's. I mean.
You think they ain't going to bars?
Yeah. Well, bars. Parties, you know, yard parties.
House party, exactly.
Yeah, I mean.
You think they're going to stay in their dorm
rooms
all year?
But that's part of the reason they didn't want to say, well, we got to cancel sports, but we still want you to pay full freight and send your sons and daughters to our school for on-campus learning,
mm-hmm.
You know. Well-timed departure for D1 by our Tommy Stu, by the way. This is going to work out well.
How is it going to work? Jeez.
Well, here, I got news for all sports. People, there's going to be so many people mm-hmm. with less money.
Yes.
So many companies.
Yes.
That are not going to be renting suites.
Yes.
It's, you know, the whole.
This is what we're not talking about enough.
The whole financial house of cards that has been constructed with ungodly high prices and new stadiums and everything, that's done.
Do you think for one second that Glenn Taylor didn't look at exactly that and say, I got to get rid of this thing? I mean, you're right.
I would think it would certainly encourage him to do so.
Yes. But, you know, the Wild, okay? They aren't a bad team. But attendance was suffering pre-pandemic. Do you really think on opening night, and I don't know if that's going to be in December, January?
No, they might have a high draft choice is good, and they might have Kaprizov and the whole thing.
Sure, but the price.
And they'll sell it out opening night, but the family of four in Woodbury, where dad got laid off, ain't buying tickets.
Right.
Yeah, or when dad, you know, there's people who are back working at 60, 70, you know, taking cuts.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
But that's, you're not going to go buy the Kaprizov jerseys for your kids at $150 a pop that you would have previously.
No, you're not going to. More than that, you're going to buy tickets.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law was telling me, you know, he used to be in a season ticket thing at his work, and he bailed out on that. But he went last year and took his son and two of the kids. You know, he's got like a bunch of grandkids. And I think he told me they bought good seats. You know, they got good seats. And he just kind of said, yeah, give me those. And then they parked and then they did everything. $1,000 by the time they were done. Because the tickets were like.
Are you serious?
Well, I don't know if it was $1,000, but it was.
Pushing it?
I think the seats, he said, were. It was a premium game. It was a premium one of their premium games.
I love premium games.
It was a premium game against the Blackhawks, like $180 a pop for the tickets or something.
I love the premium games.
Yeah, yeah. The premium games are throw darts, and we're going to call them premium games.
Yeah, well, I mean, that team looks good. It's a premium game. But you're right, and this is what I don't. How are teams, and in this town, the Gophers too, how are they going to continue to sell suites and tickets?
Yes.
When it was already tough.
Oh, yeah.
Before the pandemic, it was tough.
Yes, somebody was losing. I would guess the team in the best shape is the soccer team. Because that crowd will, you know, unless a bunch of those guys got laid off too, you know.
I would guess soccer, and I would guess the Vikings are fine.
I don't know about the Vikings, man.
The Wolves, the Wild, the Gopher basketball program. Football was starting to make some headway, but I don't know that that keeps up as much as it previously was.
No, and, you know, the one thing this pandemic means, don't have to worry about PJ leaving for a better job, baby. There aren't going to be any better jobs. People are not. The whole financial profile has got to change. Colleges can't be fighting to pay football coaches $4 or $5 million, can they? You can't.
Well, probably a few, but not many.
Steve Sarkisian. Mm-hmm. Did you see his contract in Alabama? Yes. $2.5 million for this drunk. Who got fired at Southern Cal, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then what? Went to Bama, went to the Falcons, and then back to Bama?
Yeah, he went to the Falcons and screwed that team up. And now all of a sudden he's got the. Why would Alabama feel obligated to pay an unemployed.
I have no idea.
You know,
I have
offensive
no idea.
Coordinator. It's just that it's funny money. They throw it around. The whole idea of college football, we make this much. So we got to spend as much as we possibly can is ridiculous. I got a lot of hell because I said the first $10 million that they have to cut over at the U should come out of football. You could take $10 million. They got staffers. You know, they got 5 trainers and 25 coaches and overpaid guys and, you know, and too many players for one thing. Why do you have 110 players, 115 players? I know you got 85 scholarships. The NFL has 60, right? 65.
Yes.
Why do we need, I know, you know, okay, 85 total, 60 scholarships. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so anyway, they're going to have to change things. They can't spend money on this whole idea that, football brings in the money, so football should spend anything it wants is ridiculous.
And if they don't play football, how many other sports are possibly gone, too? And I'm not just talking here. I'm talking across the country.
Yeah, in the
minor sports.
The Gophers might be playing, in all sports, have a serious rivalry with St. Thomas.
Yeah.
You know, baseball, we have our fourth three-game series of the season against St. Thomas.
It used to be Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Southern Cal or something like that, that big West Coast trip.
Now
we're playing the Tommies at U.S. Bank Stadium.
Now that turf field at Northwestern Bible School, I hope we can get out there and play a late, early March
But, I mean, series. There's got to be some sports across colleges that if these conferences don't play football, that just
That's
get
right. cut. I got a question about one sport. Wrestling. What are we going to do?
I got to think
social distancing does not work in wrestling.
And it could be in trouble
Yeah.
Just from a financial standpoint.
Yes, they are.
You're right.
They've already some been folded. And they've already, through the years, they've taken a beating. But we can't put a mask on a wrestler.
No.
I mean, we did in the old days, Dr. M and those guys like that. But, it's the strenuous nature of that sport is not conducive to wearing a mask when you're doing it.
Rolling around with another person trying to pin you? No.
Yeah, I don't like the future of, come on. I'm very disappointed in the world's medical scientists. The hell are you waiting for? Let's go here.
The vaccine?
Come on. The Spanish flu. Mm-hmm. That thing just petered out, right? It wasn't as strong as this little bugger. But, come on. It's 2020. We can give people new things. We can do anything.
We haven't exactly thrived with this one.
No.
We haven't exactly done a great job with this one.
But we've certainly collected a lot of money from the government and other people looking for a virus while we're picking winners as to who gets the money, right?
Yeah.
But we have no idea if they got better scientists than the other guy. But, I can only recommend one thing, ladies and gentlemen. Diet Coke.
Yeah, you've really you've really found a cure for a lot of problems.
8-9 a day. The virus got no shot.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're saying that you're in outstanding health at 73 because of Diet Coke.
Or, I'm 74.
Sorry. 74 because of Diet Coke.
Yes.
The veins are clean as can be.
Right. The arteries.
Just knock it out.
The arteries, it goes in there. There's a little clog.
So you
in there.
Found the true Drano.
Yes,
not the stuff that Trump drinks. It's this stuff.
No, you go in there and it's,
the Roto-Rooter of.
In fact, you can almost hear the fizzing inside you when you drink enough of them. They kind of go. Glug, glug, glug.
You should get an endorsement deal with Diet Coke.
Why has the medical profession hated Diet Coke? What do they got against Diet Coke?
It's bad for your
teeth.
Cure
this stuff.
Bad for your teeth, maybe.
Here, if we spend as much time worrying about the virus as we do stop making people stop drinking diet sodas.
Now, does Diet Pepsi work as well, or is it just Diet Coke?
I think it's just Diet Coke.
Okay.
Because Diet Pepsi's undrinkable. That's the difference. This stuff is like the nectar of the gods.
I have actually seen you drink a couple.
Yes.
It's not a lot. Probably a handful
of
Diet Pepsi.
Well, at Twins games.
Yes.
At Twins games, that's all we got is Diet Pepsi. Because the poll ads, of course, that was part of the empire at one time. By the way, the poll ad empire, certainly we like to talk about them being billionaires, and I'm sure they're still doing okay. But you think United Properties is going to be worth as much as it was when this thing's over?
Hell no.
All these developments downtown that are going on that are going to be empty?
No, I don't.
I wonder if they're involved in that.
Yeah, I don't know.
How about the old Macy's building, the old Dayton's building?
What's the plan now with that thing?
Was going to be largely real office space.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
How many companies too are not going to go back into offices when this is done, or at least they're going to downsize their offices.
They're going to have to wait. In a lot of places they're going to have to wait for their leases to expire.
Sure.
But once their leases expire. Good luck.
But I mean, the Strip's got what, 3 floors of their building now?
Yeah, 3 floors spent extensively to remodel them.
Okay.
Those 3 floors are beautiful.
And there has not been a full crew in that building in how long now? Since March?
Basically, the other day it was Rip, me, and I saw one other person in the newsroom, which holds 240.
You guys might be big, but they don't need 3 floors for
no,
you.
They don't. No, our floor, that floor holds 240.
But I got to think downtown business, business retail space.
Somebody told me,
or space is
somebody
be.
Gave me this stat who knows. Maybe it's a little higher now because it looked like kind of the ramp and there's a few more people around. But it was 10% of the workforce was working in their offices downtown.
Wow.
10%. Now, not the retail, but the...
Right. But they're not all going back now.
Oh, God, no. No. No, it's...
But your point about sports and selling suites and tickets to me... Once we push through this, is going to be the most interesting thing, because there is no way. I mean, Gopher basketball. You really think if they start in January or something like that, people are going to go back? At some point in time, the cash just is going to run out.
Oh yeah,
like the ability to buy those suites or buy those tickets, I mean, just going to run out.
By the way, at some point, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to be paying higher federal taxes as.
Don't tell me.
As they spend the trillions.
Don't tell me.
As we're fighting now as to how many more trillions we can. Trillions.
Yeah.
I know. Whatever happened to billions?
Oh, we passed.
They're gone.
We passed that long time ago.
Trillions. The debt is going to be unbelievable.
Yeah.
And somebody's going to have to pay for it. And it ain't going to be me. Because I'm going to be dead.
I was going to say, are you checking out?
But good
you know
luck
what, then?
For you.
Quit with the Diet Coke, because if you keep drinking the Diet Coke, you might reach Sid's age.
Yeah, that's right. So, anyhow, that's the future of sports. But college football is, you think college football's decision will have any impact on the NFL? Hell no.
Oh,
let's
no,
go.
No,
play
no.
Ball.
They're going forward.
Play ball.
They're going forward.
That's
the
right.
The NFL is prepared if somebody dies to give them a moment of silence.
Yes.
And then we're kicking it off.
Go, right?
That's the NFL.
It is fun to when a player opts out and you see a little story on Twitter that this guy opted out. And most of the responses are the guy's a big wussy.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Why isn't he out there? Why isn't Michael Pierce, who's ungodly large with
asthma.
With asthma.
Terrible asthma.
Why? Which is, of course, then this thing's kills you respiratory.
Yes.
And he's way too big for a man like that. Why isn't he out there fighting for the glory of the Vikings? Damn him.
Exactly right. You know? Exactly right. Because nobody his age dies. That's
no.
My favorite.
Yes.
Here's a graph.
Yes. Might be miserably sick for 2 months. And have long-term...
Oh, yeah. His career might be done,
yes.
But it will have ended serving the Minnesota Vikings.
Yes, damn him. So it's unbelievable. What.
Here's my question.
The uncertainties of where we're going to be when this thing is all over.
I got a question for you.
Unbelievable.
What do you think... So let's say the Big Ten cancels ACC. What do you think the SEC is going to do? What's the South going to do?
They're going to have their own. The ACC and the Big 12 will have a championship game. I think the Big 12, though, Missouri and places like that probably won't play. It might just be the.
But the SEC is going to be the last one.
SEC will play and invite Oklahoma and Texas to join them or something. You know,
I think you might be right.
A few other teams like that and have a little two pods or something. I don't know.
I think you might be exactly
but
right.
But how's LSU going to play? That state has been absolutely decimated.
Right, but there,
Texas has been decimated.
But they're as close to pro football as you could possibly get.
Oh, sure.
And so you're not wrong, but I could still see them trying to go.
I got news for Ed, by the way. Ed might not want to be out there running around. Ed's a big, stout guy with a family history of daddy dropping dead when he was young and... You know,
Ed doesn't strike me as the type of guy who's going to take all of that very much into account when he goes ahead and coaches.
Yeah, well, that's probably true. But but the SEC is. Can you imagine if you decide to not play that? If you're a star player down there and decide not to play,
you'll
never get a job in this town.
No,
I'll tell you that.
No, the Sid thing would really happen.
Yes, that's true. That's true. It'd
never work.
Anyway, it's, I'm sure the Gopher fans are upset because they should have been good, right?
Yeah.
And they were having
especially
less.
Especially Bateman hadn't.
They were
Bateman
having
played.
Less people bail, probably, too. And according to PJ, as far as he knows.
Have we seen official numbers yet?
No. As far as he knows. As far as he knows, there have been no cases.
Have you kept up
and
your Twitter campaign to
course,
ask them to reveal the figures at the University of Minnesota?
There have been.
No, I said have you kept
no,
up
I've
your
given
Twitter
up
campaign?
On that because now it's, he said there's none as far as he knows.
Yeah,
there was none. Yeah.
Okay.
And, The one thing is when PJ opens his mouth, you know, only the truth's coming out. So that's good. I hope he's correct. I hope he's right. You know. But there's, you know, not going to be a season. And the big thing will become the power teams of next spring, if there's a spring, will be the ones who convince their players to stick around and play, right?
Yes.
You know, so who knows?
But are good players going to...
I think the guy at Iowa might be in trouble.
Oh, Kirk Ferentz? Oh, yeah. How is he still there?
I don't know.
All of the stuff that's come out, I'm amazed at that last report, they didn't fire him after that.
Yeah, I am too.
And he's been there forever.
Yeah, and his son remained too, and his son was a...
son's a piece of work.
It's a little hard to claim that you don't know what was going on when one of them's your son, right?
And since when is that a viable excuse?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, since when is, oh, I didn't know.
It's not a viable excuse. It's a condemnation of you.
Right, but ordinarily
gets
you fired.
I've always liked the guy, but you can't. I mean, that's like Rick Pitino saying he didn't know they were running hookers in that dorm that was, you could see out his office window, you know?
That dorm was named after Pitino's brother-in-law who died in 9/11,
yes,
okay?
And by the way, when in doubt, always throw the brother-in-law out there again.
Well, the 9/11 thing was a staple.
What a boost for his career, though. He's back at Iona, right? Mm-hmm. Did he coach at Iona? Northeastern was. He was Northeastern.
He was Northeastern.
But I think he started there. Did he go Did he go to
Iona
or something?
I don't know.
By the way, did you? I threw this in Sunday's little thing I write. So I called Caruso. I want to get two quotes from Caruso the other day. You know, Caruso's Mr. You know, I can call him anytime. We text each other.
St. Thomas coach, right?
Yeah. And he said, You gotta call Gene and try to go through Gene. He said, all the coaches have been told not to talk. Not to do spontaneous interviews.
Because they're Division I now or what?
Oh, I suppose. I think they're trying to tie it to COVID or something, but they're Division I now. And I put on there, I said, note to Phil Heston, Ohio State ain't coming into Happy Valley here. You're bringing in Marist, you know?
Yeah.
You know, but they apparently are taking this seriously. Because these guys have been the most cooperative guys ever, he and Tower. And right. Apparently they've all been ordered not to speak unless it's a prearranged gopher-style interview, so...
Which probably means the SID person's going to try and listen in on what you're talking about.
Gene is, you know, if you're going to do that, you need some help. He's basically been a one-man operation with a couple of interns, you know. So, but it does I find it rather comical that all of a sudden we're Division I now. You're in the Pioneer League.
You know what's next, Patrick?
You're playing Presbyterian.
You know what's next? You can talk to him on Zoom, on a Zoom conference.
Well, the Zoom is going to outlive the pandemic.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh, the NFL people are going to love the Zoom.
Well, Rocco's pregame's in the future after this.
Which you got on last week? Is that what I heard? Did you tell me you got on?
I got on, but I could only hear. I didn't know how to ask him a question. Apparently there's
go to that sound thing and
I didn't see
I
it.
Screwed it up
I
before.
Didn't see it on my screen. Where I could just press the button.
Yeah,
I didn't see what.
But
I
you did actually
it.
Watch the Zoom call.
I did watch it. It was boring as always.
Rocco very forthcoming.
Yes, but I'm glad
to talk about injuries.
I'm glad to hear he took a shot at Eddie. So that
he definitely said we should. We didn't throw to the right base.
Good,
which is very rare for Rocco.
Mm-hmm.
Rocco very.
He did also fully defend not guarding the line. In the ninth inning the other night.
Thursday.
That lost him the ball game.
In Pittsburgh.
And we don't do that in the analytical age. So...
Explain that to me, though.
I don't know. In 1880, some guy said, you know what? I think we should guard the line in this situation, not let the winning run get to third base.
Yeah.
And... or a tying run. And that lasted until about 2018, and it lasted for about 138 years, but she's gone now.
And Rocco said, bleep that.
Well, not Rocco, the people.
Well, here's what I don't understand.
The people giving him the analytics.
That is still, though, to guard the line or not guard the line is still a scouting report of some sort. Now, it doesn't come like it used to.
Yeah, but it's a right-handed hitter. It was a right-handed hitter.
Yep.
You know, if it's a lefty.
Right. No,
okay,
I'm with you
on
this.
Don't guard the line. But if it's a right-handed hitter.
I'm with you.
You know, guard the line.
But my point is, why wouldn't you override the scouting report to say it's more important to prevent the double?
Oh, no, it's not the scouting report. It's a philosophy for them.
I know, but it still comes from the same place. It's just a different
era
of people.
The analytic information they give them is that playing on the line is counterproductive. Well, but it.
Right, but in that situation.
But when it occurs, when your analytics are wrong, you lose the ballgame.
That's the point.
That's right. And then you got to play. Then you got to play the infield up and a little chopper. And
right.
That's
so
the ball game.
So sometimes, and it might be once in 100 times, you look at what you're told you should do, and you say, "Screw it, we're going to do this because it makes more sense." That's my point.
Yeah, I think you should do it more than that. But well, I think you should guard the line against a right-handed hitter. You know,
I don't think it's too much to ask.
What the hell?
All right. Final thoughts before we wrap it up here.
I'm glad that the Minnesota teams have removed the anxiety.
They're back.
You know, we have removed our fans. We get anxious when there's an opportunity for success, right? We get,
Yes.
You know, well, in 1 week, they cured all your anxiety, ladies and gentlemen. You can just go on with your lives and hope you, hope nobody you know catches the COVID or, you know, even you don't know. But you don't have to be anxious about Minnesota sports teams anymore. We stinks.
We are back. All right. Guys, thank you, sir.
Hockey, by the way, yes. Let me say about hockey. Yeah, I did think they proved their versatility. I said this on Twitter.
Yeah.
They could lose being pathetic on offense, and then they could turn right around and lose being pathetic on defense. So it's versatile.
They got it all covered, Pat.
Yeah. Okay.
All
Do
right.
we still love Dean?
That depends.
Okay. Goodbye.